Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
U.S. households are going hungry. There are others that are not going hungry at all. The Dow closed at over 29 plus, surging 450 points. Best day since mid-July. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. We're starting with some interesting news when it comes to the dollars and cents of life, because we know one of the top three issues heading into this election with just 60-some days to go is the economy. It is what's in your wallet. Because if you've got some do-re-mi and you can breathe a little bit, you feel okay. If you feel like the noose is around your neck tightening and you have mouths to feed, it's so tough, right? It should be human life, but in weighing the options, it still weighs down on us. That's the deal. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped up, as I said, 454.84 points exactly. That's 1.6% to close at the 29,100.50 mark. And so it was the first close above 29,000 since February. That's a very, very big gain. And follow suit, the NASDAQ did. They hit record highs, etc. So for Donald Trump, I would think, and his campaign efforts, I would think they feel pretty good about that, because there are people that still have cash in the market. You don't have to have a bazillion dollars in the market, but people who have 401ks, etc., who are watching that, and then the people that have money who are just making more money on it. Like, how about Mackenzie Scott becoming the world's richest woman? Do you know that name, Mackenzie Scott? You should. It's Jeff Bezos's, or maybe you shouldn't. It's Jeff Bezos's ex-wife. Who is he? He is the king of Amazon. And she owns a mere 4% stake in Amazon after her divorce from Bezos, but that's not a mere. She's got $30.3 billion that was added to her bank balance in the last year. Her net worth is $67.4 billion. You know, I could go on and on. Numbers are just absolutely staggering. Once again, Kate Delaney, welcome to my house. And I don't care how much money you got in your pocket. It's not about that. It's about the conversation and letting the conversation flow. A lot of people here like to do it through the miracle of the internet. So 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I did mention this statistic. I want to clean this up at the top about the households and where did that number come from. There's been a couple of different reports on that lately, but the latest one I saw was what Bloomberg was reporting, and they were tying that to food pantries, etc., and saying that that's how you arrive at that number. Now, the worst, the rural South, Midwest states, among the most food secure, by the way, and you look at what's happened with people and jobs, and when you've got two people and they're both working and then both lose jobs, it's disastrous, of course. And when you look at the pandemic, you look at some of the farm-rich states, and do people have access to these emergency food pantries? And in places like Minnesota, you had about 70% of those people that normally wouldn't, first-timers, who would never go to a food pantry that went to a food pantry. And let me say something about that. If you need help, you need help, and please ask for help. I don't think anyone should be ashamed to be at any food pantry to be able to go there and feed their family. That's the reason for setting them up. That's the reason to help other people. I mean, we're a community, right? And you want to be in a community where people want to help. And with millions of Americans still out of work, people don't have sufficient food supplies. A lot of people don't. So thank goodness for food pantries and other people helping out neighbors and, you know, that whole circle that we want to continue to go. It's about the connection. So that's, to me, the most important thing when you look at the connection. All right, so I mentioned the Dow and the world's richest woman, and we look at the food insecure just briefly with some broad strokes. And you know, you look at where the money's headed. So you look at where money's going, and many people are trying to reimagine, reinvent, and reboot what it is that's happening, because obviously there are industries like the airline industry, like the hotel industry, like the convention industry, where they're left out in the cold because of the strangulation economically of COVID-19. And frankly, many say they can't get to a vaccine fast enough to try to flip it around, because people are traveling, yes, but they're traveling in a different way. And some people are getting on planes, but not in huge numbers. And speaking of numbers, 186,000 people, that's the official number of people that have died from COVID-19. Cases, 6.13 million. Worldwide, I like to say this, I know we have many friends listening in the UK and in Australia and New Zealand and Brazil and Spain. So for all of you, deaths, 859,000 worldwide. Total cases, 25.8 million. That includes the American cases. And then recovered, 17.1 million recovered at this point. And in the United States, the concern is there's going to be people that are going to get stimulus money they should have gotten, but what's happening with the supposed second wave of a stimulus, and that's still in flux because there has to be some agreements, and there haven't been those agreements. If all the I's and T's and Y's and everything else are dotted, then that second stimulus will certainly have a lot of people who find themselves wanting that second stimulus. Especially, it's interesting because you look at what happens when you start draining all these areas. You get scary headlines like Social Security is going to be overdone, drained by 2030. Think of paying into Social Security and seeing it just slip away, because our numbers keep adding up higher, higher, higher. And where does that number or where does that money come from? All right, so we're going to continue down the path this hour, so stay on it with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme extreme hardship when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Grande has been amassing fans since starring in the Broadway musical 13 in 2008. She's known for her 4-octave vocal range, and at 27 years old, she's won 7 Grammy Awards and countless others. She's the first artist in the Billboard Hot 100 to debut all of her lead singles from 5 different albums in the top 10. 3 years ago, she was named as one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people in the world. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Yeah, how about that? 200.8 million, 200 million followers. Wow. And how many people does she follow? 687. And they're probably all famous people, 687 people that she's met. But she's actually such a super talented singer, and her range is incredible. So bravo. I am all for any of these young women who can crash into some of the ceilings they crash in and push all the way through. And she would be one of those, the new guard. And her albums just absolutely soar. They do. The range that she has is something else. You got to check her out, because I didn't know much about her till somebody mentioned, don't you know who, haven't you listened to her? I think you'd really like her. And I did. And I said, yeah, absolutely. She has the chops. Absolutely. All right. Speaking of chops, Game On. You know, debating is an art. And if you are the leader of the free world and you have the highest office in the land, somehow, some way, you got to be good at the bending of the word or the debate or however you want to frame it. And what about the opponent? So the presidential debates between President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden are going to be moderated by journalists from Fox News, C-SPAN, and NBC, with CNN shut out of the debates for the first time since 2008. The Commission on Presidential Debates made that announcement. So Fox News Channel's Chris Wallace will be one of those. He's going to moderate the first presidential debate in Cleveland. That's on September 29th. The second debate is kind of a town hall style. It is town hall style. It's going to be moderated by C-SPAN's Steve Scully. That's in Miami, and that's on the 15th. Those are going to be interesting to watch. I think those are going to be incredibly interesting to watch. The third presidential debate is moderated by Kristen Welker from NBC, and that's going to happen in Nashville on the 22nd. And then there's going to be one vice presidential debate between Pence and Kamala Harris, and that is going to be moderated by USA Today's Susan Page. I know you're saying, who? Let me scribble those names down. But I'm giving it to you. Susan Page. Because people always make a big deal about the moderators, and they should, because you're doing the questioning. That's a big stakes place to be. So Susan Page is going to do that. Salt Lake City, October 7th. So did you get that? To get all those down, October 7th is the VP debate. And I don't know. I find them fascinating. I do. I find it fascinating to watch it. And let's be honest, the presidential debates between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were, some of them were just shocking, right? And they were such fodder for comedians because it's so easy. It's a layup to imitate Hillary Clinton, and certainly the president too, the way those debates went down. This is going to be a little bit different, I think, to watch the two of them go at it. We'll see. It absolutely will be. No question about it. All right, let's move on to, now that the stage is set for the debates, to what are the key areas that we've talked about on this show and you've written in about. What are the things you care about in this election? What do you want to see from the current president if he is your guy and you want it to be reelected, or from Joe Biden, and what does that look like? And I'll tell you one thing. We are stretched and sinking to really the lowest of the lows. I mean, in this country, some of what we've seen, if you look at the perceptions of white-black relations, and I've looked at a couple of different polls, I've looked at lots of different conversations about this, I've been involved on panels about conversations about this, but now what we're seeing is, and this is Gallup, so this is the Gallup source. What Gallup is saying is Americans that already had a tepid review of relations between white and black Americans are saying it's soured since 2018. It's now the most negative of any year since 2001. Does anyone else find that incredible? Since 2001. So the majority of adults say relations are very poor or somewhat bad, meaning 31%, right? Black Americans say that. This is 31%. And on the other side, what white people are saying in this poll, somewhat okay, 37%. I mean, it's just not good any way you cut that. And these are the images we're seeing, some of the things that we're seeing come out of Kenosha, Wisconsin, and George Floyd, The Floyd death seemed to really just ignite everything because it was so shocking is not the word. It was so pathetic to see the people that were trying to help him, everyday people there, having their phones out saying, he can't breathe. That, you know, you see the other side of that. He can't take it. Why? He can't breathe. And nobody doing anything with all those police officers. And now a lot of people are paying the price for that, if you will. And it's about time that there is a a conversation, an honest conversation, and making that the direction we're headed in, I think, is just so vital. I mean, so vital. Because what's next? You look at Portland. Portland needs to get its city back. Even the Portland mayor he's moving to avoid rioters targeting his house. And he's saying, okay, enough is enough. We got to move on from this. And he's moving. I mean, he is moving, and he's saying the city has to move on for what's happening. Because it's been so many days in a row that there's been the protesting. Weekends seem to be worse, but what's happening to properties, the things that are going on in the streets, you know, pick your day as to how worse it is. And I know you're listening to me in Portland, and I'm hearing what you're saying. The Portland police chief said, you know, this arson attack on the mayor's building is proof that the nightly violence is getting increased and is coming at a cost. So we got to draw the line in the sand. And the mayor saying, you know, acts of senseless violence that range from stupid to dangerous to criminal is not where we need to be. That the community has to rise up and say enough is enough and hold everybody accountable. Because how do you move on together and make positive changes that you want to see when violence is happening? You can't. The violence has to stop. So the violence in Portland absolutely has to stop. I always talk about the number you heard at the top with the COVID-19, and now more people are revealing what they weren't revealing before, that they had it. One of them is The Rock. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson revealed that he and his family are recovering from coronavirus. And he said, this is a guy in incredible shape. He said that this ordeal kicked him in the gut. He shared on Instagram that his singer wife, Lauren, and their daughters, who are 4 and 2, were all sick for the last 3 weeks, but now they're finally feeling better. And he said, it's the most challenging thing we've ever had to endure as a family. But thank God, he said, thank God we're on the other side. And this is a former pro wrestler who's been through everything. He said, I've gotten knocked around. And this is the quote. He said, I've gotten knocked around and gotten my ass kicked in the past. But testing positive for COVID-19 is different than overcoming nasty injuries or being evicted or broke or any of that kind of stuff. I've been all those things in my life. And there was nothing like this. It really, really was incredibly tough. And they just were vigilant, and they said they were taking safety precautions, but they believe that they got the virus from family, friends, and they get that cough. They said they got a cough, and then that continued from there, and then it got rougher and rougher. But luckily, they are on the other side. We're going to take you there next as well. Stay with us. Dr. Paul Druin is going to pump you up. And then Dr. Carol Lieberman, some thoughts on the weariness of COVID-19.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have worked out an agreement to work on a clean resolution to avoid a shutdown of the federal government. Mnuchin on Fox News Sunday said conversations are continuing.
We're having the appropriations staff, the four corners, meet and go through some specific details on it. But the good news is we've agreed on a clean CR.
The secretary hopes things will move forward by the end of the week. He noted that he and Pelosi agreed on not wanting to see the government shuttered. A bill would need to be passed and signed by President Trump by September 30th. Public health officials are warning people to take precautions against COVID-19 while enjoying the Labor Day holiday. Dr. Deborah Birx is with the White House Coronavirus Task Force.
This weekend is critical. Now is not the time to let up.
This is USA Radio News. This is the Labor Day holiday, but USA Radio's John Clemens is in a Thanksgiving frame of mind as he reflects on those retail workers on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic.
Despite the challenges of COVID-19, we should be grateful for those working in the grocery stores of America and for those who supply product to those supermarkets. I spoke to Leslie Saracen of the Food Industry Association, FMI.
I'm grateful for the thousands and thousands of grocery workers all throughout the country who have day in and day out paid attention to the details of the work they do. They've maintained the discipline of the sacrifice and service to their communities as they always do. They've had to overcome a lot of fear and frankly fatigue to show up for work every day because the rest of us in this country are depending on them.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For news anytime on demand, go to our website. It's usaradio.com. You are listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, this time around in Author's Corner, I'm excited to welcome Ann Chatham to the show. She's written a book called Permission to Speak, and it's a collection of poems. And I'm telling you, you feel it. The second, and I had the chance to talk to her off the air, the second that you listen to her recite some of her poetry, I still have goosebumps. So it is impactful. There is no question about it. And I think now more than ever, people are looking for words to twist into things that matter or that they can take their own meaning from. And that's what Permission to Speak is all about to me. So, Anne, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on the show.
Let's talk about what it was that brought you to this point of pulling it all together and putting it in this book.
Okay. The title is called Permission to Speak. When I was very young, about 3 or 4, I was sexually assaulted by my uncle, and I couldn't speak. If I went home and told my parents, told my mother, I would be in dreadful trouble for saying awful things about grown-ups. You can't say those things about grown-ups. And so I had no permission to speak. So when I was about 8 or 9, we moved from the country during an awful drought down to the coast where my father and 2 brothers got work in the coal mines. And I was still a child, so I still had no permission to speak. I grew up. I went to teacher's college. I became a teacher. I continued my studies and went into the classroom. But you see, if you're in charge of a bunch of little people, you don't mention things like sexual assault, or you would be looked at with suspicion, I suppose. It was probably, some of it was embarrassment. And so I still, at that stage, had no permission to speak. Although I kept writing, even through my teens, I wrote a lot. I think, you know, that was probably my permission to speak. And then I retired. Now, I have no one now that I have to be responsible for. And so now I have permission to speak.
Mm-hmm.
What had given me that to start with was the first poem then that I published was called The Empty Billy Can, which started a lot of things. Yes, it was painful and it was horrible, and I know a lot of kids go through it, and my heart goes out to all of them. But it was also a prayerful experience. I'm probably the youngest contemplative prayer on the earth, because I used to walk off into the bush with, you know, just me as a kid, and knowing that Grandma says that God's always with you. God is always there, regardless of what there is. And I hung on to that. So being prompted by something very deep and very spiritual, I write. It's not all sad, of course. Some of it's even quite funny. Like my daughter's dog had a problem, but it's a comedy act, to be honest. So there's fear, and there's anger, and there's exposing injustice. A lot of that is happening. And I think that's kind of what it is, what's driven me through all of it. But I don't know the other poets in our little circle. It's a line, it's a thought, it's an image of something, and then it's a need to write it down. It's the aha moment. Aha, that's good. I like that thought. I'll write that down. And then build a story around it.
You've definitely done that. As I said, for people listening, what a mosaic you're painting for us, and it's life. I mean, your poetry is about a life lived in a lot of different ways. And the empty Billy Kane, you recited that to me, and you did it so beautifully, and it's so impactful. Would you do that for this audience?
Oh, I certainly will. I certainly will. Here we go. It's called The Empty Billy Can. Take this empty billy can to Uncle Albie's place. His nectarin tree is full of fruit, and they will go to waste. He asked that you, his favourite niece, would be the only one to help him gather up the fruit, and he would give us some. Albie was an ugly man. His face was tiny bubbles. Unaware when I arrived that he began my troubles. He took me in and lied me down and licked his lips with glee. His tongue hung out, his drooling mouth, with what he'd done to me. She cooked the fruit that I took home. She made it into jam. A week had passed I went again for Albie's evil plan. Obedient child that I must be, a prostitute at only three with an empty billy can. Where can I go? I can't go back. If I tell Mum, I'll get a smack. But Nana says that God is near, and he will show me not to fear. Nana says God's here with me, no matter where that here would be. So God and I became as one. He stayed from then when I was young. We grew together, God and I. God and me. A prostitute at only three.
Wow. Again, it just, it breaks my heart, but on the other hand, it also, I feel like it's an opening, and it's telling the truth, and it's spreading that out there to the world, and it's the fact that your poetry is so transparent that I think it makes such a big impact on me and probably so many of you that are listening to this right now. There was another poem, Anne, that you did for me that kind of lets the listener decide for themselves where they want to take it. And my favorite thing is the sea, and it involves the sea and a beach.
Yes, if you hang on a second, and I'll try and find it for you. It's, and while I'm looking, it's called The Storm at Sea, and it's about when you're making decisions, when you're, you know, you're going to change your career or go into something different, and you don't know whether to hang on to it or let go what you've got in order to do something different, to make a new decision. And it's a very short one, but that's where I was. I was sort of trying to make a decision as to what I was going to do next, you know, middle age crisis perhaps, or do I hang on to the security of what I've got?
Mm.
And here it is, it's called The Storm at Sea. I was standing by the ocean watching, waves upon the beaches breaking, pondering the violent motion of the waves at sea. I mused about the storm that passes, rising far from this place is, sending troubled seas along my way. Deep within the ocean stirring came a voice for my occurring. Without the storm, in stagnant stillness, lacking movement, nothing grows.
Wow. And I think it says it right there, the way you set that up. You nailed it, and poetry can be any length, and that's proof, and certainly in that poem. What would you like or hope that your impact will be with these poems in this book?
I hope people who read it, number one, enjoy the tiny pictures that each one of them paint. And in that enjoyment would get an insight into an aha moment. Like, oh yes, that's where I'm at. I hadn't quite thought of that decision in a particular way that this poem has put it. And hopefully they get, you know, people get something out of it just like that, just like a new insight into all sorts of things.
Yep, well said. Anne's book is very easy to find. It is, again, Permission to Speak, and you can get it on Amazon. Anne, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Kate. Nice talking to you.
Drink
supertea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Nancy, my friend Annie, my sister-in-law Chrissy, my other friend Jake, and another friend, longtime friend Joe. Just a handful of people in my life who really don't want the quarantines to end, right? And they don't really say that out loud, but I keep getting texts from them about it. So I'm very aware that for different reasons they're not excited about the reopening. And I've mentioned how many people have died in the United States. I've mentioned lately what's going on, and I'm wondering how you feel. Perfect time for us to have Dr. Carol Lieberman back on with us from the West Coast. She is a board-certified psychiatrist. She's got a master's in public health and a wild resume that would take us the entire show to go through, but let's just say she knows her stuff. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming back on.
Fine, thank you. I'm good. It's good to be back on.
So let me ask you this. Is this common? Do you have people that you know that feel the same way or people you're treating?
Yes, it's very common. And as you were saying, people don't necessarily want to admit it, but they're all actually secretly thinking that they've gotten used to this. And, I mean, the big difference is that when we were being told, forced to stay in our homes, you know, by mayors and governors and so on, we didn't want to do it. But now that we're having more of a choice, that's taken that punishment part away, and now we're having second thoughts about it. I mean, particularly the main reason is because of the potential and beginning resurgence of COVID.
Oh yeah, and see, that's what I think. Is it, are we at the craps table and we don't know? You know, there's a question mark, and you certainly know that. And nobody can for 100% tell us, oh no, it's totally fine. So I understand that anxiety, that there would be angst over, oh, should I really go out there? Is it under control, masks or not, or social distancing? Will there be a resurgence? We've seen that there's some more hot spots that have bubbled up, like Arizona. And some of that is more testing, but the hospitalizations are up. But I think that's kind of split, though. I think that there's other people that also just are just ignoring whatever's out there. I don't know that either's healthy. What do you think?
Yes. I mean, some people are so eager to get out that they are just sort of flaunting some of these rules like masks and so on. But there are also other reasons why people secretly don't want to come out of their homes. And one of them is that they, lots of people have let themselves go. You know, there are jokes about the COVID-19, but it's really, there's a lot, it's actually true for a lot of people, if not 19 pounds, then some degree. And it's because we've all been stuffing ourselves with comfort food. And then until just recently, the hair salons haven't been open, and some of them still aren't open. And so there's that, gray hair, gray roots, the nail salons still aren't open. In California, the governor doesn't want to open nail salons because he said that the first case in California was from a nail salon, which is absolutely ridiculous. His office has finally acknowledged that there's no way that they could know that because a lot of cases were symptom-free. So there's no way to know where the first case was, you know. And then also, good.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like what you said about the pounds and letting themselves go and binging on tube, you know, sitting around on watching whatever you want to watch and sleeping, right? Sleeping in whenever you want to. I think that's probably part of it, right?
Yes. It's been very easy to get accustomed to these new routines of sleeping later, and also a lot of people are happy that to have had the time with their children and with their partner. Now that actually has been in two extremes. There are some people who are happy for that extra time, extra bonding, and so on. But then there are also people, like couples, who are now filing for divorce because all those little annoying habits. It's one thing if you're not with them 24/7, if one or both people are going out to work. And now with the quarantine, you got to experience these annoying little habits 24/7. So it's been a real extreme one way or the other for that. And also, you know, one of the problems is that people are realizing that they are not quite as mentally healthy as they were before they went into quarantine or isolation or whatever you want to call it, because it has been causing problems like anxiety and depression and PTSD. You know, they actually did studies on the effect of isolation on people way before coronavirus, and they found that just isolation alone can cause physical and psychological problems. So there's that, plus the fear of coronavirus, and of course now, plus the fear of all these riots. That's the new little wrinkle. You know, I had come up with these 10 symptoms of how you know you don't want quarantine to end, and then there is now the 11th symptom after the George Floyd murder, and after the riots and looting and so on. People don't feel safe coming out into the streets.
Yeah, I can see that. And you the 10 that you came up with, and you talked about a bunch of them there. And I think the other thing is too, some people don't want to, that are working from home, don't want to go back to an office and deal with coworkers and everything else you have to deal with at work, right?
Yes, from stale coffee to a grumpy boss. You know, when you're working from home, you're much more comfortable in your own home and with your kitchen nearby and television if you want to take a break and eat lunch from watching television. And just not having the pressure of people breathing over you. I don't mean breathing. There's that too, but I mean breathing down your neck, to do what they want you to do. So there's that, and presumably a lot of companies will be allowing people to stay home depending upon what kind of job they have. So I think there is going to be a change to some degree where some people will be allowed to work from home.
So what do you tell people that they can do to kind of get back in shape mentally, physically, whatever? What do you tell them to do, Doc?
Well, for one thing, in terms of going back out into the world, it would be good to do it. It's like to get a buddy. You know, if you are having some of these feelings, some reasons for why you don't really want to go out of quarantine, if you find a buddy who either has similar reasons or different reasons, and you can kind of help each other to get over some of these things. And of course, just in general, I mean, people should be doing things every day to decrease their stress, from getting aromatherapy candles to doing exercise to listening to New Age music or classical music. All these different kinds of meditation, of course, all these different kinds of stress relievers that there are out there. If they haven't already, they should now make sure that they put these things into their life so they can decrease the stress. You know, part of the stress has to do with having watched for weeks and weeks television where the message has been, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
And that is what has given people PTSD, because they showed that after 9/11, when people who watched the Twin Towers fall, even if they were nowhere near New York or nowhere near D.C. or Pennsylvania, that if they kept watching that too many times, that they developed PTSD, not even having been there, but just having watched this over and over again. So it's the similar thing that's happening now with coronavirus, that having watched all of this dreadful news for all these weeks, and especially people waking up in the middle of the night, so what do? For the most part, they turn on the television and
yeah,
they see these really scary things, people in ventilators, dying alone. A lot of this has to do with fear of having to confront your own mortality.
Yeah.
So, and also I tell people, not my patients, but people in general, if you don't have a psychiatrist or a psychologist,
get one.
Get one.
Yep.
Exactly.
Get one. It's a perfect place to end this. This was great. Dr. Carol Lieberman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.